Psachim Perek Hey, super excited to begin the laws. The next several prakim deal with the rules of the Korban Pesach. So generally, you have an afternoon Korban that's brought every day in the Mikdash called the Tamid Shalbein Ha'abayim, the afternoon regular offering. And that has to be in the afternoon, at least after 6.5 hours in the day. Let's say, imagine the day of the equinox. So 6 a.m. sunrise, 6 p.m. sunset, 12 o'clock midday, that's Chatzos. So minimally, it's got to be, that's what we call the earliest man for Mincha, is 30 minutes after Chatzos. So 12:30, that would be 6.5 hours. But on an average day, Tamid Nishcha Bishmono Mechza V'Karban Teisho Mechza, usually they would slaughter the Karban Tamid at 8.5 hours into the day, 2:30 in the afternoon, V'Karban Teisho Mechza, and they would offer it on the Mizbeach at 3:30 in the afternoon. Again, that's 2 days a year like that, but you know, you apportion it out according to halachic hours. So they would do it 8.5 and 9.5. Why? Because they wanted to make sure that there was plenty of time, even in the early afternoon, for individuals to bring their voluntary karbonos. Because once you bring, you offer the karbon tamid shebein arbayim, you may not bring any other offerings afterwards. Allah hashlem, the Gemara says in Pesachim. So they gave a little extra time. But ba'arvi Pesachim and erev Pesach, when they would bring the karbon Pesach, the Gemara darshins after the Tamid Shalbein Rabbayim, it was a rule breaker. So Nishcha B'Shevo Mechza, they would offer the Karban Tamid at 7.5 hours, V'Kar B'Shmono Mechza, an hour earlier, Bein B'Chol Bein B'Shabbos, whether it's Chol or Shabbos, give people more time to bring the Karban Pesach. Chol Erev Pesach Lios Be'Erev Shabbos, if Erev Pesach was on a Friday, then not only do you need time to Shech the Karban Pesach, people also needed to roast the Karban Pesach on Friday, and therefore it was Nishchat B'Shesha Mechza, 12:30 in the afternoon, 6.5 hours into the day, they would Shech the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harbayim, V'Kar B'Shevo Mechza, and then it was offered on the Mizbeach 7.5 hours into the day, v'ha-pesach acharav, and the Karban Pesach comes afterwards. Mishnah Beis ha-pesach sheshchato shelo lishmo. Let's say you shechted the Karban Pesach, but you intended, let's assume, at least on purpose, there's a machlokes of the Gemara, what happened if this was accidental, but on purpose, you for some reason decided you wanted to change your mind, instead of this being a Karban Pesach, you wanted to slaughter it as an asham, or a chatas, or something else, or an ola. V'kibel, or you did kabbalah, you caught the blood in a kli sharis. V'hilich, or you carried the blood toward the mizbeach. V'zarak, or you threw the blood on the mizbeach. Shelo lishmo, for the purpose, for the name of another carbon. Oh, lishmo v'shelo lishmo, you did a mixed machshava. And there's a machlokas to be shown whether you had to think this or you had to say this, but you thought or said lishmo for Pesach, v'shelo lishmo, and for something else. Oh, shelo lishmo v'lishmo, puzzle. It's disqualified. Ketzad, what's the pshat shelo lishmo v'shelo lishmo? What kind of a case is it when it's lishmo and it's shelo lishmo? L'shem Pesach, l'shem shlamim. If you thought l'shem Pesach and l'shem shlamim, because it's not supposed to be a shlamim, even though the default of a Pesach is a shlamim, that's lishmo v'shelo lishmo. Shelo lishmo v'lishmo. If it's not for the purpose of this carbon, for a different carbon, and for the purpose of this carbon, what would that look like? L'shem shlamim u'l'shem Pesach. For a shlamim and for a Pesach, in both cases, the Gemara has a special drasha, in all these cases, that a Pesach is disqualified if it's shelo lishmo, even though most other carbonos are still acceptable. They're kosher, but they don't count for your obligation. There's a special drasha that a Pesach, if it's shelo lishmo, is completely disqualified. It's totally possible.